بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the 23rd night of Ramadan in the year 1436 Hijrah, which corresponds to the 10th of July 2015. And inshallah ta'ala, tonight I want to give a small reminder to myself first and foremost, and then to my brothers and sisters at Masjid Ibn Abbas in Tobago, a reminder about being grateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we consider the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that they cannot be enumerated or counted. We see that they are perpetual, continuous, recurring. And just as the day and the night alternates, we see therein the perpetual favors and bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. He has given you of everything which you have asked, and if you were to count the favors of Allah, you will not be able to enumerate them. Indeed, man is oppressive and ungrateful. And we see in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. That whatever favor you have, then it is from Allah. But when some hardship or difficulty afflicts you, to him it is that you return. So we see that these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in these ayat, they simply cannot be enumerated. And this means that the servant, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَالْعَبْدُ دَائِمًا بَيْنَ نِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَى شُكْرٍ وَذَنْبٍ يَحْتَاجُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ إِسْتِغْفَارٍ وَكُلٌ مِنْ هَذَيْنِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ اللَّازِمَةِ لِلْعَبْدِ دَائِمًا. Ibn Taymiyyah said that the servant is continuously either between a favor from Allah which requires gratefulness, or a sin which requires seeking forgiveness. And these two, meaning either of these two conditions, are from the affairs which are binding upon a servant always. Meaning that a servant is only ever in one of these two situations. All of the moments of a servant are divided into either a favor he is in receipt of and enjoying and benefiting from, which requires him to be grateful, or a sin which he is committing, which requires him to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two are the affairs which are always binding. So from this we see that to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the affairs which is binding upon a servant. And so what are the different types of favors for which a servant needs to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From them is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed faculties upon an individual. And from those faculties, the greatest of them is the favor and bounty of hearing, and the favor and bounty of seeing, and the favor and bounty of feeling with the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah brought you out of the wombs of your mothers whilst you knew nothing, and then he made for you the faculties of hearing and seeing and feeling in the heart, in order that you may be grateful. And also from the great favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is security, al-aman, security. And likewise connected to that is food and drink, which is ar-rizq. And we see that these two are often mentioned together in the Quran. By way of example, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. When Ibrahim said, O my Lord, make this city to be secure, meaning the city of Mecca, and provide for its people with fruits. And we see also in Surah Quraysh, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So let them worship the Lord of this house, the one who fed them from hunger, away from hunger, and who gave them security from fear. So security, along with food and drink, are likewise from the greatest of the favors bestowed upon the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, more widely, we see that in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has subjected whatever is in the heavens and the earth for mankind, and he has showered his favors upon mankind openly, inwardly and outwardly. As Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you what is in the heavens and what is in the earth? And he has, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ, he has bestowed his favors upon you abundantly. He has showered his favors upon you, both inwardly and outwardly. And likewise, from those bounties and favors is the fact that he has made for us spouses in which we find comfort and calmness and tranquility and mercy. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. From his signs is that he has created for you from amongst yourselves spouses, partners, that you may live with them, reside with them. And he has made between you love and mercy. Indeed, there is within that signs for a people who reflect. So these are three or four of the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But greater than all of that, and which should have in fact been mentioned first, but I delayed its mention for a specific reason. Greater than all of those favors, because those are simply worldly favors. But the greatest favor that Allah has bestowed upon mankind is the favor of this deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day have I perfected my favor This day have I perfected your religion or completed your religion for you, and have completed. This day have I perfected your religion and have completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with Islam for you as your religion. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَحْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And we shall remove from their chest, from their hearts, any type of hatred or rancor towards each other. And they will be under, they will be rivers flowing beneath them. And they will say, all praise is due to Allah who guided us to this, and we could never have guided, had it not guided ourselves, had it not been that Allah had guided us. So from this we gather that the greatest bounty and favor upon a person is the bounty and favor of Islam. Now, when we speak about Islam and the favor of Islam, we are not speaking about Islam in the first century, in the second century, or the third century, or the fourth century, or the 15th century, which we are in now in terms of Hijrah. We are speaking about Islam in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which means essentially that we are speaking about Salafiyya, that the greatest favor, when we say the greatest favor is the favor of Islam, then we are only speaking in the context of the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ and the time of the Sahaba. But when we speak after that time, when we're speaking in retrospect, then we are only speaking about Salafiyya, because those two are synonymous. Salafiyya is Islam, and Islam is Salafiyya. So the greatest bounty and the favor is Islam, meaning Salafiyya. This is something that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Tabi'een, and the Tabi'een, and the Imams of the Salaf knew full well. And to indicate this, we shall mention three or four narrations from them. So the first of those narrations is from the companion Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And pay attention to what he said. He said, مَا فَرِحْتُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَشَدُّ فَرْحًا بِأَنَّ قَلْبِي لَمْ يَدْخُلْهُ شَيْءٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. He said, I have not rejoiced with anything from Islam more severely and intensely than that my heart was not penetrated, or that nothing from these desires penetrated my heart. I'll repeat that again. I have not rejoiced with anything from Islam more severely and intensely than that my heart was not penetrated or was not entered by any of these desires. Now we have to stop and reflect upon this, because Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he died in the year 70 Hijrah. By this time, there were only the Khawarij, the Rafida or the Shia, and the beginnings of the Qadariyya. Even then, maybe the Qadariyya had not really, perhaps they hadn't emerged by this time, but let's stretch it and say that the Qadariyya had appeared in Iraq. So when Ibn Umar is rejoicing, he is rejoicing because these three innovations had not entered into his heart: the Khawarij, the Shia, the Rafida, and the Qadariyya. So this is Ibn Umar recognizing the favor and the bounty of Islam, meaning what we term as Salafiyya. And then we see around 10, 13 years later, about 20 years later, which is Abu al-Aliyah from the Tabi'een. So now we're into the era of the Tabi'een, from the Imams of the Tabi'een, which is Abu al-Aliyah. He said, مَا أَدْرِي أَيُّ الْغَنَمَيْنِ عَلِيَّ أَعْظَمْ إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي اللَّهُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ عَسِمَنِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِي فِيهِ هَوَى. He said, I do not know which of the two bounties are greater upon me, that Allah removed me from shirk to Islam, or that He protected me within Islam from that I should have any desires or desire therein. And another similar statement is related from Abu al-Aliyah, which is as follows, مَا أَدْرِي أَيُّ النِّعْمَتَيْنِ أَفْضَلْ نِعْمَةَ أَنْ حَدَانِيَ اللَّهُ أَزَّ وَجَلْ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَنِعْمَةَ إِذْ لَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي حَرُورِيًّا. I do not know which of the two bounties are more superior, more excellent, the bounty or the favor that Allah guided me to Islam, or the favor that He did not make me a haruri, meaning from the Khawarij. So we see once more from this great Imam from the Tabi'een that he is not sure, not certain, whether guidance to Islam is greater or whether guidance to the Sunnah and being safe and secure from innovations and desires is greater. Now, in reality, when a person thinks and reflects, it is clear that the second of these two favors is greater. Meaning, to be guided to the Sunnah, to Salafiyya, and to be free from bid'ah and dalala is a greater favor than being guided merely to Islam. And this can be understood from an angle, which is that Islam will remove you from the hellfire should you enter into it, because Islam will prevent you from remaining eternally in the hellfire. But as for being upon the Sunnah and being free from bid'ah and dalala, so long as you keep away from the sins, then the threat of hellfire itself is removed from you. And so therefore, you have the greater chance of preventing yourself, so long as you fear Allah and obey Him and keep away from sins and disobedience, from entering into the hellfire. So a person would rather, it is clear to every single individual, that he would rather not enter the hellfire than he would enter the hellfire and be removed from it. Of course, that is obvious to everybody. And so the way to prevent entry into the fire to begin with is to be upon the Sunnah and Jama'ah and upon Salafiyyah. And this leads us to the statement of Yusuf bin Asbat rahimahullahu ta'ala, who died in the next century, around the year 190 Hijrah. And he said, Kana abi qadariyan wa akhwali rawafid, فأنقذني الله بسفيان. He said, my father used to be a Qadari, one who would deny Al-Qadr, and my uncles would be Rafida, meaning Shia. And then Allah saved me by way of Sufyan, meaning Sufyan Al-Thawri rahimahullahu ta'ala. Once more we see Yusuf bin Asbat showing gratitude for the fact that he was saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by an imam from the imams of the Sunnah and guided to the Sunnah and Jama'ah. And then we move to the next century, the third century, and we enter into the era of the likes of Nu'aym bin Hammad rahimahullahu ta'ala, who died in the year 228 Hijrah. And Nu'aym bin Hammad used to be a Jahmi, He used to be a Jahmi, a denier of Allah's names and His attributes, and of His ulu, His highness and aboveness over the creation, and His ru'yah, His being seen in the hereafter. He would deny these things. And then he was guided to the Sunnah, and he wrote 13 books in refutation of the Jahmiyyah. 13 books in refutation of the Jahmiyyah. So from the greatest of the favors is to be guided to Sunnah and Jama'ah and Salafiyyah. And for that reason, we see statements from the Imams, from Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani, إِنَّ مِن سَعَادَةِ الْحَدَثُ الْأَعْجَمِي أَن يُوَفِقَهُمَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِعَالِمٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. Indeed, from the good fortune of a youth and a foreigner is that he grants them success, Allah grants them success, the Most High, to an alim, to a scholar from Ahlu Sunnah. And Ibn Shawdhab said, إِنَّ مِن نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الشَّابِ إِذَا نَسَكَ أَنْ يُؤَخِي صَاحِبَ السُنَّةِ يَحْمِلُهُ عَلَيْهَا. Indeed, from the favor of Allah upon a youth when he makes pilgrimage or umrah is that he makes him to befriend a person of the sunnah who encourages him and carries him upon it. So from all of this, my brothers and sisters, there is no favor and no bounty for which gratefulness is due upon us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the favor of being guided to the sunnah and salafiyyah and jama'ah. And so this requires from us first and foremost that we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever hopes in the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteous deeds and associate none as partners in the worship of his Lord. Meaning that he's upon ikhlas. All of his deeds are done seeking the pleasure of Allah and not for any other reason or gain or pleasure or fame or whatever else might motivate a person. Likewise upon us is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And taqwa has with it so many benefits. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهَ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him a way out. And in another ayah, in the same surah, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will make for him, Allah will provide for him from ways that he would not even imagine. And also in the same ayah, that Allah will make his affairs easy for him. The ease in his affairs. So there are so many benefits mentioned in the Quran with respect to the taqwa of Allah. From them is forgiveness, from them is expiation of sins, and so on and so forth. Thirdly upon us is to seek ilm from the scholars, from the Salafi scholars, who guide the people to clarity, guide the people to the truth, guide the people to thabat, firmness upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourthly, to be with the people of sunnah and jama'ah, to frequent their masajid, to frequent their gatherings, to be with them in speech and with them in deed and with them in one's loyalty and with them in one's love, because all of this is from the manifestations of a correct and sincere repentance to the Salafi way. And if a person was upon misguidance and he was a caller to misguidance and he was mixed up with Hizbiyya, then it is upon him, and he was a caller to that, it is upon him to refute that which is from his past of opposition to the Aqeedah of the Salaf and the Manhaj of the Salaf. And we already alluded to that by way of what was mentioned about Nu'aym bin Hammad, who used to be a Jahmi. And when he was guided to the truth, he wrote book after book after book after book, clarifying the batil, the falsehood that he was upon. So we see there are many people nowadays being guided to Salafiyya, or that which is apparent that they have recanted and repented and have come to Salafiyya. And from the truthfulness of that is what we have mentioned, that their speech and their deeds and their loyalty and their love and their hate, all of that should be clear and apparent in that they have wala for the people of the Sunnah and Jama'ah. They are with them, they frequent them, they sit in their gatherings, they defend them, and so on and so forth. All of this is from the signs that a person's return or his attachment to Salafiyya is genuine and correct and out of sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that, we conclude today's reminder. It is a reminder about being grateful to Allah for all of the bounties and favors. And the people are of two types: those who only see the bounties and favors to be the worldly bounties and favors. A person has money, a person has wealth, a person has offspring in abundance, a person has the strong body, the strong faculties of hearing and intellect and so on and so forth. A person has abundant sustenance, a person has beautiful homes. This is not the way of the intelligent. The intelligent person sees that the greatest favor, the true and real favor, is the favor of Islam and Sunnah and Jama'ah and Salafiyya. Because otherwise there is no difference between the animal and the human. Because the animal is given faculties. The animal is given the strength in body. Is given strength in body. We have horses, we have elephants. These are given strength in body. There's nothing inherently beneficial in having a strong body when it is not used in obedience to Allah and in Allah's cause. So the point being that there are certain favors in which animals share with mankind, but that which the intelligent person sees as a true bounty and a favor from Allah is the bounty of Islam, the bounty of guidance to the Sunnah and Jama'ah. And so therefore it is upon an individual to be grateful to Allah for that. And this is along the lines, the gratefulness for that is shown along the lines of the five or so points that we mentioned: ikhlas to Allah, taqwa of Allah, seeking ilm, because a condition of repentance to Salafiyya is that a person removes jahl from himself and that he seeks ilm, authentic sound ilm, from the bona fide Salafi scholars, and that he's with the people of the Sunnah and Jama'ah in belief and speech and deed, in wala. And fifthly, that if he was upon misguidance, that he clarifies and shows the errors and refutes the falsehood that he used to call to in his past. And with that, we conclude our short reminder there today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq in being from those who are shakirin, who are grateful to him for his favors. And we ask Allah, we seek refuge in Allah, from that we should be from those who are ungrateful. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.